Yeah.
You mentioned passed on. Any other term that you'd use there?
They're dead now.
Would you ever say done dead?
No, only in acting silly or something. No.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Now,
no.
Say that you were out looking at the corn and it was shorter than it was in past years, you might say. Well, at this time of year, the corn...
It's stunted. It should be taller.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see.
It's mighty shallow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, say, someone is promised, you know, to do something for you and he doesn't do it, you might tell him, well, you aren't doing what you
promised to do.
Or since he's obligated himself, you might say you aren't doing what you
are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Or
what you were hired to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what if you would you ever use ought there? You aren't doing what you
ought to do.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say you see a boy getting a whipping. You say, well, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use ought there?
He shouldn't. No. He ought to have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or that he ought not to have done.
Ought not to have done.
You ever use that there?
Yes.
Would you usually use shouldn't instead of ought there?
Shouldn't, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And say if you're refusing to do something in a strong way, somebody said, you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I will not do it.
Mm-hmm. And say you were doing some hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around not helping. You might say you're
a lot of help. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I understand what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what you would say to him to say you finished and he just stood there the whole time. You, what would you have said to him? Say, well,
you could have helped, but you just stood there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are a lot of help.
Yeah. Oh. Say that somebody asked you to do something in the future, and you're not real sure, you know, that you can do it. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but
I'll try.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
I'm not sure that I can do it, but I will try.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to use you want to indicate that you'd do it if you could, but I...
You mean have other plans? Or...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I'll do my best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, say, ask a general kind of question. What kind of a wild animals and birds do you have around here?
Well, of course, we have almost every type of bird, from the gray, the blue heron. I see one in the backyard at home.
Blue?
Red birds, mockingbirds, quail, dove, blue jays, chickadees, titmouse, crows, red-tailed hawks, and buzzards.
What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard him called pepperwood?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And we also refer to a very small sawmill as a pepperwood sawmill.
What about, have you ever used any talking about a person? Is that somebody that's just kind of, he's from way out in the sticks and just doesn't know very much and just kind of...
Jaybird.
Yeah.